And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Retirement statements just hit mailboxes, and for many, the shock is real. Some investors lost 20% or more in just the first quarter. If you're close to retirement, that's more than a dip. It's a danger. But here's what most advisors won't tell you. Gold was up over 30% during the same time. That's a 60% swing. And at retirement, that kind of gap can change everything. So compare your Q1 statement to gold's performance. Then, call Noble Gold Investments. Noble Gold specializes in helping people protect what they've earned. With real assets like gold and silver, if you're tired of watching your nest egg shrink, it may be time for a change. And right now, when you open a qualified account, you'll receive a free 10-ounce silver American flag bar. Compare and call 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Business owners everywhere are raving about ZipRecruiter's new feature, Zip Intro, which does the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates to meet with you as soon as the next day. So we decided to call up some of these employers and hear their stories. Today, we're on the phone with Pilates studio owner, Crystal M. Harris. Crystal, how has Zip Intro helped you hire?
Well, I was opening a Pilates studio in McDonough, Georgia, and I needed to staff up quickly. Zip Intro did the work for me. It helped me find enthusiastic candidates who matched my qualifications perfectly.
That's great.
Yeah. I had my Zip Intro session on Tuesday, did all the interviews by Thursday, sent out the offers on Friday, and they started on Monday. Because Zip Intro did most of the work, I saved so much time.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, you can try Zip Intro for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow.
You've got to see Scott Kia's new location in Limerick. With their focuses on you, relax with an easy, transparent, and enjoyable car buying experience. With a stunning new showroom, a state-of-the-art service center, and a staff that understands your time is valuable and will treat you like a VIP. It's time to experience what a 5-star service truly feels like. They are focusing on you, and that's changing everything. And that's why it's always smooth sailing at Scott Kia of Limerick, just off Route 422.
It's time to cut your old point-of-sale system and revolutionize your business with PDQ POS. West. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ have been the industry leader for over 35 years. They offer everything from mobile POS to self-service kiosks and the best service and support in the industry. For the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available, trust PDQ POS. No matter how many locations you have, they'll build a custom solution for your business. Visit PDQPOS.com.
As a business owner, you wear a lot of hats. One minute you're ordering today's inventory, and the next you're planning tomorrow's expansion. It's complicated, but your business credit card should be simple. With the Signify Business Cash Card by Wells Fargo, you earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases for your business, with no caps or categories to track. Signify Business Cash, the deliberately simple business credit card. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/signify. Terms apply.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Be sure to follow. Follow Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
Health news. One dietary change could lower your risk for a certain type of cancer. A lot of medical news today. There's another story that I had seen, and this one fascinates me as far as health officials have been saying that there are no new human bird flu cases in months. Why haven't we seen this? Remember, there was a time where I had asked, locally, I'd been doing interviews about this, reporting on this, asked Senator McCormick about it, but it looks like their health officials, experts, doctors, scientists, they are puzzled over why reports of these new human cases have just stopped abruptly, right? Because remember, that was all you heard in the headlines. And so they're searching for the cases to find out, or the answer, I should say, as to why this is going on. Our immigrant farm workers, they say, who have accounted for many of the U.S. cases, more afraid to come forward for testing. That's one of the, this one's CNN, which is, you know, is that a bias in the media? I have no idea. Maybe it had to do with migration, migratory birds, and certain migratory birds, and they've already done their migration. That's my question. But it's H5N1, the bird flu that we know they said was spreading widely among wild birds, poultry, other animals around the world. Or is it that this administration just figured things out, had a more proactive approach? Because remember, that was something that Dave McCormick, Senator Dave McCormick, had told us. So we had said in the last 14 months, infections had been reported in about 70 people. And most of those individuals were workers on dairy and poultry farms. One person did die, but most people just had mild illnesses. So I'll just give you that one in the headlines because it's just no longer in the headlines. And CNN, for their reporting on it, there were many people reporting, they never just ask the question, well, did they figure it out? Did we figure something out? That's in part because we know that there were strategies. Also in the headlines, and this is incredible, that my husband and I were just, Larry, we were just talking about this yesterday, that they've approved the first blood test for Alzheimer's. It's a disease that's a horrible disease, as we've talked about. I've been involved in the Alzheimer's Association for many, many years, doing fundraisers and special walks. But this really gives hope and could help patients begin treatment much earlier with this newly approved drugs that would obviously slow the progression of the devastating neurological disease. And so the test that has been developed now measures the ratio of two different proteins in the blood, and then it's correlated with these amyloid plaques. It's funny how when you learn about a disease, amyloid, we've heard all about it. And we do have Dr. Mike. Okay, great. I was giving you some health news for a reason, and that was because we do have Dr. Mark Siegel in the house. Such a pleasure to have you here, doctor. And obviously, we all know you as the senior medical analyst for Fox News, but you're also obviously a doctor, a clinical professor of medicine, and practicing at NYU. So thank you for being here today. I know that I was doing these different studies, walnuts, how they help prevent colon cancer, the hope provided by this new, hopefully, a blood test for Alzheimer's. And as well, there's, I guess, the good news with reporting on former President Biden is everybody's talking about prostate cancer right now. I know you have a take on that, doctor.
You know, it's exactly what I'm thinking about this morning. You know that it's going to fade out of the news cycle now, but before it does, I think we need to point out that there's been a big drop off in PSA screening of the prostate over the past decade because tied directly to the guidelines put out by the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force that basically went against routine screening with a prostate-specific antigen. And then the American Urological Association is basically saying above a certain age, 70, talk to your doctor, not routinely recommended. I don't agree with any of that. I think that this could be a wake-up call for all males over the age of 45 getting the PSA. I don't like the idea that guidelines are tied to the question of whether people overreact to the test. That's insane. It's like saying doctors are stupid. Don't give them the information. They're going to overreact to it. How about we get the information and we learn the proper way to react to it? If your PSA is rising, I don't care what your age is, I might do an MRI. I'm not going to rush to a biopsy. I might want to know what this is. When I figure out what it is, maybe then I do a biopsy. If you have prostate cancer, I want to know about it because we have modalities to treat it that we didn't have before. We have targeted radiation. We have seeds. We have robotic prostatectomies that with very little blood loss, you can go home the same day. You know, we have targeted therapies. We have immunotherapies. So the idea of saying, I don't want to know what it is because I might overreact, it's changing in an era of personalized medicine. A couple hundred thousand cases per year or more of prostate cancer, still 30,000 deaths. A lot of those deaths can be avoided. 8% of men present with advanced prostate cancer, but that means that 92% are found early. I want to find it early. Now, I don't know what happened with President Biden. I don't know whether they knew about it and didn't tell us, or whether they were adhering strictly to guidelines and not doing proper screening. Either way, I don't like it. And I think it should be a wake-up call for more and more screening of males, no matter what the age.
Yeah, and I just have to wonder, when we have these conversations, Dr. Mark Siegel, I do have to wonder what is going on with medicine, where doctors are telling me they're retiring earlier or moving away or trying to get into a different kind of practice because they're timed like they're working in an Apple store where you only have so many minutes and the well visit or the sick visit. Is this all a result of back in the day, the Affordable Care Act?
Well, it started before that. It had to do with something really basic that we've lost sight of, which is that, let's call it Hillary Care, although it's not fair to put all the blame on her. But basically, we reached a point where when you went to see the doctor, you didn't bring your checkbook, you brought your insurance card. And that meant the doctor had to perform the service and then try to get paid for it after the fact. There's no other business like that. Mm-hmm. The chokehold here is by the insurance companies on the healthcare system. Then the medical centers navigate with insurance and figure out ways to navigate with insurance. The behemoth is the insurance. The medical centers are next in line with their administrators. Bottom of the heap is the doctor, who ends up being a slave, because we're certainly better than that, but a paid employee, and they're part of an efficiency model, and they have to be able to play into that model, where there are nurse practitioners, physicians, assistants, administrators, medical secretaries, an expanding role for electronic health records, artificial intelligence. All of that works, but it sucks some of the humanity out of the system. Yeah. That's the problem. I think the old model where you went to see somebody, you paid for it, and then you put in for reimbursement, that's what works in a candy store, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, speaking of candy, you think about all the prescriptions, all the medications, the pharmaceutical drugs. I know that you are a proponent of this idea of lowering drug prices. What impact does that have on our health and on Americans after the executive order?
I think it's a big step in the right direction, because I think that we should have the lowest fair price. I think that a lot of the pharmaceuticals are initially conceived of or invented here in the United States. It's absurd that other countries are paying less. The reason other countries are paying less is because they have a block mentality, especially if they have a national health and service insurance in place. They may say to the drug company, this is all I'm paying. Take it or leave it. The drug company always says, we're going to take it. And then they charge more to the United States because it's a piecemeal system, mm-hmm. and there's no negotiating tool. I think that Trump's trying to provide that negotiating tool now. I think that's right. It's going to be Medicare Part B and D also. And they can put pressure on the private markets as well in a regulatory way. You know, the state and federally run exchanges for Obamacare. I think this is going to have a big impact, and I think it's a big step in the right direction. We should not be paying more.
Yeah. I wonder, as a physician, as a doctor, what you make of the conversation right now as people say, well, you know, presidential fitness, this should be transparent, and we should know what's every little piece of information that's in the documentation from the doctor's visit and exam of a president. You know, on one side, I'm thinking, you know, I kind of like these HIPAA laws. I kind of like the privacy laws. What do you make of that as far as presidential fitness and what we deserve to know? I know you had talked and written about it.
Yeah, I've written about it extensively, and I think that it's really two different questions you're asking. In other words, I think that we have a long history in the United States of obscuring presidential health. Probably the most dramatic example was Woodrow Wilson, who was recovering from the Spanish flu when he negotiated the Treaty of Versailles, and he screwed that up totally. Germany got punished, and that led to the rise of the Nazis directly. And then he had a stroke, and his wife was running the presidency. He was mumbling instructions to her. This is historically shown. We had a problem with FDR and his heart in the last term, and his heart failure and soaring out of control blood pressure ultimately dies in office. Eisenhower having heart attacks in office. Reagan losing two-thirds of his blood volume when he was shot, not telling anybody, no disclosure. Perhaps in the last few years of Reagan's term, a great president, maybe he was starting to show some cognitive slippage. I think that we've taken steps away from that with the yearly physical. And I think with Bush and Obama and with Trump, you've seen more disclosure. I don't think you've seen that with Biden. And I think that that's to our detriment. Look, patient privacy aside, we need to know that the person running the country is actually fit, at least to some extent. You know, the issue of in the last few days, well, somebody was advising that he be in a wheelchair. I could care less about that. You can run the country from a wheelchair, but you can't run the country effectively if you're disoriented or if you don't remember things like, you know, when you left the vice presidency or when your son died. Those audio tapes are very disturbing. HIPAA aside, we need to know that the president is fit.
Dr. Mark Siegel, thank you so much for joining us, senior medical analyst for Fox News. And by the way, I love you have 6 books. I have some of them. Great books. Author of 6 of them. COVID, The Politics of Fear, Power of Science. And you had written about bird flu extensively as well. So thank you so much, Dr. Mark Siegel.
I have a book on miracles coming out in the fall with Harper that you're going to love. It's about how miracles are a combination of science plus divine intervention. It's not an either or.
Oh, I love it.
That sounds fascinating.
That sounds wonderful.
Wow.
Well, we hope to have you back. Talk about that one more. Dr. Mark
Please
Siegel,
do.
Oh, thank yeah. you so much. What a pleasure.
Great to be on with you. Right.
Feelings mutual. Yeah, I forgot I have that book about bird flu because I remember I told you I have a friend, Jackie. Her father passed away, believe it or not, of bird flu like I don't know, 20 years ago. And so wow. We were talking about bird flu, and I'm like, didn't your dad die of that? You know, so I am kind of, whenever I see a headline such as recently,
yeah.
you know, when they were saying, why haven't we seen bird flu cases as far as in humans? Mm-hmm. What's going on in 3 months? Because remember, we were doing shows on it.
Yeah. I really want to know that answer. That's a fascinating question to me. Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. But remember Senator McCormick had said they had some strategies. They were, so I have no, I'm just kind of suppositioning here or whatever, but I just wonder if it was action. It was a combination of new action, different action. Is it because the migrations are over of certain birds? Is it, what is it? I don't have the answer.
Well, he's gonna have to come back on to discuss. Yeah,
that was great. Thank you so much, Dan, for booking him.
Yeah, you're welcome. And thanks to Dr. Mark, a very tight schedule. When
yes.
I called him today, he was gracious enough to answer and said, hey, look, things have drastically changed within the past 48 hours because of the Biden diagnosis. So really gracious with his time, and thank you so much, Dr. Mark.
Yeah, he was fantastic. And I seriously love his books. And the Miracle book, that sounds awesome. I love
it. Really does.
His books are, I mean, they're, it's an easy read, but it also contains a lot of great information, medical. I love all that stuff. That's why I had the Dr. Means, who's now going to be Surgeon General. So her book is fantastic. So we'll get your thoughts, 855-839-1210. We have so much in store for you, a lot of treats, and Rich Zeoli at the White House with Patrick and Claire. It's amazing to me. I used to call her Baby Claire for so long, you know, and she's so beautiful and just a little lady, little girl. So we hope to get Zeoli on as well. A lot of treats in store. Thanks for being here today. Be right back.
For more expert appliance shopping advice, here's National Appliance Warehouse's own appliance guru.
Hello, let's talk premium. These are the top-of-the-line appliances that dream kitchens are made of. If you're planning an investment like this in your home, where you buy is as important as what you buy. At National Appliance Warehouse, we're committed to delivering the superior buying experience you deserve. Our showroom features beautifully displayed premium appliances of every major brand, including highly sought-after Monogram appliances. Our team of gurus is well-versed at guiding you as you navigate the same appliances you'd find in the most magnificent homes and the kitchens of cooking enthusiasts. And the National Appliance Warehouse team has the expertise to properly deliver and install your stunning new appliances.
It's here. The Memorial Day Mega Sale starts now at National Appliance Warehouse. Elevate everything and save on Monogram appliances, featuring sophisticated luxury and understated durability. You'll love expertly engineered and purposefully designed Monogram appliances. Click nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington today.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. An accredited state university, University of Maryland Global Campus offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. No application fee if you apply by May 30th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Do you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is letting everyone know about great debt relief options now available to help people with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of your credit card debt. Get a free debt relief consultation when you call 800-280-2424. 800-280-2424. That's 800-280-2424.
Over the past 50 years, America has grown richer. But the question is, who exactly is getting rich? It certainly isn't the middle class. We will talk about this and the big, beautiful reconciliation bill the House will vote on. It's all part of a special edition of the Kathy Barnett Show. Join me Tuesday night, 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, what's your sir? We know your favorite station is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Here's how to get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you, and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
I really need funding to expand my inventory.
Swish Funding can help you expand inventory, upgrade equipment, and boost your cash flow.
Well, okay, but I need funding fast.
Swish Funding provides funding from $25,000 to $2 million with payment terms tailored to your needs and cash in your account in less than 24 hours.
So what's the catch?
No catch. If you've been in business for at least 1 year with monthly revenue of $50,000, you could qualify. Just go to swishfunding.com to apply. That's swishfunding.com.
Free speech lives here on Odyssey's number one talk station. Talk Radio 1210. 1210. WPHT.
So yesterday we had that great audio with J.D. Vance as... And What would I say? My... favoritism or my, you know, yeah, my favoritism for the vice president. Every time I see him, my favoritism grows for him. You know, that he grows on me. I like him. I love the way he speaks. I love the way he thinks. And I love his disposition, if you will, Vice President J.D. Vance. So we heard that yesterday. He handed the letter to Pope Leo, the new pope. And the Pope was very responsive to that. You know, the media would love us to believe that the Pope hates Trump, right? But I just don't see that, because I have the only tangible evidence I have is the vice president, you know, handing the letter, and the Pope was thrilled about that. So now here's what President Trump, he was holding, you know, he was, as usual, he's available to the media. So this was yesterday. And he was talking about how confident he is as far as peace between Russia, Ukraine. And then there was this moment where he mentions, could the Pope help bring forth peace? Listen in.
Yeah, go ahead.
On your call with President Putin today, you'd mentioned that the Pope would like to take a role potentially in mediating these talks. Does that mean that the U.S. is taking a step back from...
No. I think it would be great to have it at the Vatican. Maybe it would have some extra significance. And I saw that it was discussed yesterday, so I thought... And people told me that they'd be honored to do it. I would imagine they would be. So, no, I think it would be maybe helpful. There's tremendous bitterness, anger, and I think maybe that could help some of that anger. So having it at the Vatican would be, in Rome, would be a very, I think it would be a great idea. Thank you.
Mr. President. So President Trump, and we'll have some, I love this moment where President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are walking together, and it's... I know I'm such a Trumpaholic, but I love that scene where they're just, I'm watching the video like a nerd and they're walking and it's, I don't know, it's like a movie. It's like a Hollywood movie as they walk and her hair is blowing. I'm like, oh my God, I love these people. But anyway, he had signed some new executive orders and First Lady Melania Trump spoke and then Trump spoke. So she sort of introduces her husband. But this was what you just heard, I believe, was the Q&A after that. And that was where he had that beautiful 2-hour phone call with Vladimir Putin, the Russian president. He said, though, he believes that the Russian president is genuinely seeking the peace deal. I know that if you saw the headlines or read all the articles with the New York Times and others, they say, nope, they're further away than Trump is giving us credit for. It's almost like they wish for the negative. I'm not really sure, but we do have that interaction. Do you want to air that now, Dan, the audio with the first is First Lady Melania Trump speaking, and then Trump follows her as they're talking about the latest legislation.
Give me 20
latest act.
Seconds.
Okay, that's right.
No, you're fine. And here we go. It is queuing up. Sorry, it's just a little slow here. There you go, Don.
It's an honor to join you here today for the signing of the Take a Down Act, a national victory that will help parents and families protect children from online exploitation. This legislation is a powerful step forward in our efforts to ensure that every American, especially young people, can feel better protected from their image or identity being abused through non-consensual intimate imagery of NCII. Artificial intelligence and social media are the digital candy for the next generation. Sweet, addictive, and engineered to have an impact on the cognitive development of our children. But unlike sugar, these new technologies can be weaponized, shaped beliefs, and sadly affect emotions and even be deadly. Over the past few months, I have met with brave survivors, deeply loving families, and caring advocates who know firsthand the emotional and psychological toll of NCII and deepfake abuse. Alistair Berry stood boldly for change, despite the risk posed to her and her family by speaking out and making her voice heard. Alistair, your voice and the voices of so many like you made this bill a national priority. Many thanks to members of Congress, both parties, for passing this legislation, including Speaker Johnson, Senator Cruz, Senator Klobuchar, Congresswoman Salazar, Congresswoman Dean, and Congressman Guthrie, and so many more. Thank you all for coming together to prioritize people over politics.
And that was Madeline Dean from our region, obviously. But the First Lady speaking, if you're not watching on YouTube, the wind is blowing back her hair. She's in this gorgeous fitted suit. And behind her, obviously, the pink roses. It's just a beautiful scene as she's talking about the bipartisan legislation. That, and this is a great moment for the Trump administration. It's the Take It Down Act. And so he has signed the bill into law, and it punishes internet abuse involving non-consensual explicit imagery. And so during that beautiful outdoor ceremony, they talked about the legislation. Dan had just messaged me that Melissa Henson will be here tomorrow in the 11 o'clock hour. And so she was there for this. And so you'll hear her story. So we'll bring it home to you on a very personal level. I know President Trump spoke. Was the First Lady, was that enough? Or do you want to?
If you want more of the First Lady, there is more of her. Or we can fast forward to when the president speaks.
Yeah, let's hear what the president had to say.
There you go.
Well, every single week are being killed. So hopefully we did something. We also spoke to the heads of most of the European nations, and we're trying to get that whole thing wrapped up. What a shame that it ever started in the first place. So, but I want to thank Melania and for your leadership in this very important issue. It's an amazing issue. America is blessed to have such a dedicated and compassionate First Lady. I would say she is very dedicated. If you look at just what I heard, Putin just said they respect your wife a lot. I said, what about me? No, they like Melania better. That wasn't good.
So giving us a little glimpse into that two-hour phone call, at the very beginning, you heard him referencing a piece of what he hopes to, or a slice of, you know, what he hopes to cut out. And President Trump keeps referencing the shocking, and it really is a shocking statistic, 5,000 casualties in a week. That's what we're seeing 3 years of this. Between Russia and Ukraine, total casualties, 5,000 a week. And then he was, you know, really kind of weaving in his two-hour call with Russian President Putin, and as well praising his wife, our First Lady, for, you know, really somebody who had made this a huge issue and publicized it. This bill in particular that he signed into law, bipartisan, requiring social media companies, I'm talking about Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, and other platforms, to put procedures in place to remove this kind of content within 48 hours of notice from that victim. So this has to do with AI-generated images known as those deep fakes. And, you know, I know that Neil Young locally, remember, he's our Chester County teacher and a little bit of Delaware County, but Chester County teacher who we just saw at the recent great event in Politics and Pines. But remember that we had a local case of that with teachers who were victims by students of AI generated images. And one of them involved a female teacher. She was upset about it. I think Neil, as a teacher who's, you know, a coach and all of that, he viewed it differently. But I think that they were very upset at how well done these were. But also there was a female teacher that was targeted and victimized. And so this kind of thing would go a long way with stopping this kind of victimization, because it's realistic looking like pornography. And sometimes it's children, sometimes it's adults. But it's a real problem, and it's good that they're getting ahead of the technology on this one. So 855-839-1210. We'll take a quick break. Get your thoughts on the other side. We have a lot going on, other surprise guests coming up. But, you know, we got to talk about my friends at Piazza. You know that I have the new Piazza, which I love, the HRV, the HRV, Piazza Honda of Philadelphia. But as far as Piazza goes, and I'm reporting from the Piazza Auto Studio, Piazza Auto Group. You've heard me talk about my friends from Piazza Mazda as well, because the extensive crossover and SUV lineup is awesome and available now at Piazza Mazda. So right now they are offering 1.9% financing on the capable CX-50 and the three-row CX-90 and the CX-70 plug-in hybrid. So the sleek Mazda CX-5, as well as the sporty CX-30, they're available at 2.9%, all for 36 months. Shop with confidence at Piazza Mazda in Westchester or Reading, as current inventory is unaffected by the new tariffs. Visit PiazzaMazda.com today, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaMazda.com today. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/radio, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/radio. That's Hims.com/radio for your free online visit. HIMS.com/RADIO.
Hi, this is Dom Giordano. I want to talk about my friend and dentist, Dr. Robert Bentz at the Bentz Dental Group. I just completed my first dental implant. I did have some anxiety. Dr. Bentz explained it, got me through the process, and it's been very successful. I would say textbook. That's what you get with Dr. Bentz. Not only great skill, but he coaches you through it, helps you through any anxiety that you might have. Get on the road to great dental health. Call the Bentz Dental Group, 610-272-6949. Visit BentzDentalGroup.com.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Feel like everything's clouded by doubt? Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Our psychics are available to talk 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Here's how to get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you, and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
For governor, Jack Cittarelli has President Trump's complete and total endorsement.
This is Jack Cittarelli. Just like President Trump is taking on the status quo in Washington, when I'm governor, we're going to do the same in New Jersey. I'll end Murphy Sanctuary State for illegals, stop overdevelopment in our suburbs, cap property taxes, and instead of worrying about kids' pronouns, we'll get back to teaching the basics in our schools.
Jack Cittarelli, President Trump's only endorsed candidate for governor. Paid for by Cittarelli for Governor Inc. PO Box 225, Annandale, New Jersey.
Be sure to follow Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to
love this song.
Beware.
How you doing today? Dawn Stensland here. We're not stopping. So Dan Borowski just found some Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Elon is speaking out.
Yeah, he's at the Qatar Economic Forum, Dawn, and take a listen.
I do want to ask you about USAID and the comments that Bill Gates made the other day, which I know that you called him...
Yeah, he's a huge liar.
I know, you've said that already. Wondered...
Who does Bill Gates think he is to make comments about the welfare of children, given that he is for acquaintance with Jeffrey Epstein?
Okay, well, he said he regrets those, and he spent a lot of his own money on philanthropy around the world over the years. My question to you is: have you looked at the data to check if he might be right that the cuts to USAID might cost millions of lives.
Millions of lives?
Yes. I'd like him to show us any evidence whatsoever that that is.
So, I love how he makes his comeback. I love that. Don't you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't trust that guy to babysit my kids.
Yeah, that was the phrase that kind of got overlooked by the moderator there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she's so haughty, and she loves to hear the way that she speaks. Well, he's done a lot of philanthropy.
So this Qatar Economic Forum apparently got heated, too, because they delved into South African laws. And obviously, Elon's very vocal on mm-hmm. those. You want to take a listen to that?
Yeah.
Having access to it because they want to be close to the Trump administration and send the right signal. So Bloomberg broke news today that the South African government is working around the rules on black ownership in order to allow Starlink in, and that is being done on the eve of the visit that President Ramaphosa is going to make to the White House. Do you recognize that as a conflict of interest?
No, of course not. First of all, you should be questioning why are there racist laws in South Africa? That's the first problem. That's what you should be attacking. It's improper for there to be racist laws in South Africa. The whole idea with what Nelson Mandela, who was a great man, proposed was that all races should be on an equal footing in South Africa. That's the right thing to do, not to replace one set of racist laws with another set of racist laws, which is utterly wrong and improper. So that's the deal, that all races should be treated equally, and there should be no preference given to one or the other. Whereas there are now 140 laws in South Africa that give give strong preference to if you're a black South African, and not otherwise. And so now I'm in this absurd situation where I was born in South Africa but cannot get a license to operate in Starlink because I'm not black.
Well, it looks
Does
like
that
that's about
right
look,
to
it
you?
Looks like that
right to you?
Looks like that's about to change.
I just asked you a question. Please answer. Does that seem right to you?
Well, those rules were designed to bring those rules were designed to bring about an era of more economic equality in South Africa, and it looks like the government has found a way around those rules for you.
Ask your question.
This is your interview. Everyone wants to hear from you.
Ask your question. Yes or no?
Not
Racist
for me.
Laws, yes or
not,
no?
Not for me to answer.
Wow, that was a la Elise Stefanik. Right, Stefanik, and you know, asking an obvious question that this chick would not answer. You know what I'm saying? How do you not answer just a really easy question? Do you support racism in any form? That's basically right. That's what he's asking.
Yes or no?
Not for me. Not for me to answer.
Not for me to answer. Wow, that's a bad look, honey. I'm just saying. Racist laws in any form, that's a hard no. Very bad. Anywhere in the world, racism is bad. It's a sin. We want to root it out, right? Good for him. Good for him. So he's also, apparently, he is pushing ahead other Elon Musk news, as I got to go, because we have to get around to the other 11 o'clock hour. But apparently, there's a headline where he's pushing ahead with a lawsuit involving OpenAI. So he's committed to being the Tesla CEO for years to come. He sees Starlink's listing at some point, but is in no rush for that. You heard him just mention Starlink. And so I guess he is pushing ahead with some kind of OpenAI lawsuit. We'll talk about that on the other side as we talk about all the breaking news, all that's developing. We got it here for you. Don't go anywhere.
Harry, if you watch any more of those stupid financial shows, I'm filing for divorce.
How am I going to keep up with our retirement accounts?
At JML Financial Group, we want you watching your grandkids playing soccer and sunsets in Hawaii, not the latest rumor of a market crash. Surprisingly, with proper income planning, the stock market shouldn't even be a concern. The money came in every 2 weeks while you worked. It should be the same in your retirement years. Let us show you how. Call JML Financial Group today at 856-925-6674. That's 856-925-6674. Or at jmlfinancialgroup.com. So, when your neighbor's sunbathing in the front yard...
Harry, you're an idiot. Get away from the window.
Keep your eyes focused where they should be, on enjoying your retirement. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands.